Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this third Sunday of Advent. Our homilist today is Chancellor Janet Warren. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the third Sunday of Advent. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This week is third Sunday of Advent, and we light the third candle of Advent, which is the candle of joy. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that a special child would be born to her, she was filled with joy. She sang a song that began with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Just as the birth of Jesus gave great joy to his mother, so his presence in the world gave great joy to those who had none before. He healed them and gave them hope and peace when they believed in him. Peace and love grows joy. We light the candle of joy to remind us that when Jesus is born in us, we have joy, and that through him there will be everlasting joy on earth. Joy is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the joy that we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the joy you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your joy with each other. We ask this in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, beginning at the third verse. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. O Zion, do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over your gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you and loud singing. As on a day of festival, I will remove disaster for you, so you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, say the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This week, instead of a psalm, we have a canticle from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 12, verses 2 to 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
A reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning with the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then should we do? In reply, he said to them, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, teacher, what should we do? And he said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what should we do? He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation. Be satisfied with your wages. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Wow, here we are, the third week into the new church year already. As mentioned, it's the third Sunday of Advent, and with great pleasure I get to preach about joy. What a joy it is to preach about joy. This third Sunday of Advent is all about Mary and the great gift she agreed to and did indeed give to us, that precious babe she carried within her to Bethlehem for the wondrous yet humble birth. Truly, we remember and prepare for that birth with great joy. So let's explore joy for a moment. I found a quote from John Piper. He has a website called desiringgod.org. I was intrigued by his posting called, How Do You Define Joy? To me, joy is a feeling much deeper than happiness, although dictionary definitions will often equate the two. Merriam-Webster's definition is pretty good. It says that joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. John Piper's definition is even more specific and is for Christian joy. Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul, produced by the Holy Spirit as he causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in the world. So, as I was kind of feeling, joy is much deeper. And if we combine those two definitions, we get this: a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit based on the prospect of possessing the Christ child in this world. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Isn't that the kind of joy we mean for this third Sunday of Advent? You never have to feel the least bit guilty about knowing exactly what gift we're given at Christmas. With the third Sunday of Advent, we're getting even closer to the time of his great arrival. And the joy is the feeling of anticipation of his arrival, and therefore it's all about Mary. Because at this point, she's the center of this joy as she carries that wonderful gift for us. I have to admit that this story of Mary is near and dear to my heart, as it must be to many of us, but I kind of have an interesting connection. I'm adopted, and the name given to me by my mother before she gave me up to be adopted was Mary Ann. Mary, like our dear Jesus mother, and Ann, like the dear mother of Mary. How about that? Okay, so today's definitely not about me. It's about someone who was what we would think of as being a child these days, and who changed the world and the course of her own life and the lives of so many with her brave decision to honor Angel Gabriel's request and agree to carry the wondrous Christ child and deliver him into the world. Some accounts believe Mary to have been only 12 years old and Joseph to have been actually 90. Can you imagine that? Imagine the strength of their faith. Would any of us have the strength of faith to do what Mary did? An elderly aunt of mine who attended a rather different church in Toronto once said to me, those Catholics, they pray to Mary. She's just a woman. Imagine my shock. I was stunned and fumbling for words to respond to that. Well, Mary was a woman, just barely out of childhood. But just a woman? She was really pretty much just a child when Gabriel came to her with the news that she was to carry the weight and hopes of the world. Just a woman? Wow, I'm still kind of stumped for words to that one. This Sunday is indeed about joy, and in fact, the entire Advent season, of course, is about the anticipation of the blessed Christ child arriving in the world. For us, joy is easy. We just think about who arrives at Christmas and we can't help but feel joy. Mary was feeling at the time when all of this was actually happening. Mary agreed to have this wonderful child, but she must have had concerns and worries the same as any new mother about the pregnancy itself, the delivery, and finally the raising of the child. Take those concerns and then imagine the added concerns and worries about this extra special, precious child she was carrying and how he would or wouldn't be received by the world, and what challenges he would have as he grew up and took on the full mantle of his father's work. In the first chapter of Luke, we know the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Can you imagine carrying a child who expected to do all that? What an honor. What a responsibility. There's a beautiful Christmas song called "Mary, Did You Know?" I won't frighten you with the lack of my singing skills, but it addresses some of the amazing things that Jesus did in his short life, like walking on water, healing the sick, calming storms. And the song asks, "Mary, did you know?" Did Mary have any idea the miracles that would be performed by this child that she was carrying? If she did, I suspect that the joy of her pregnancy would have been minor compared to the pride she would feel. And yet, "Mary, did you know of the horrible things your son must endure for all of us?" There are two sides to this wondrous story, as we know. An expression pops into my mind, blind faith. But doesn't it appear that faith is blind by nature? We have this strong, joyful faith in our Father, this wondrous Son and the Holy Spirit. But think about it. It isn't totally blind because we can truly see his great work all around us and see the blessings that we receive. So how can we not feel joy at the upcoming event of our Savior's birth with that kind of faith? Think of Mary's faith. Was it really blind faith? The faith that she, still a child in our eyes, would safely carry this babe, that Joseph would still agree to marry her, that Jesus would arrive safely, that Jesus would grow on to take the responsibilities Gabriel tells of. What could Mary see that would reinforce her faith? Well, she did see the angel Gabriel, who gave her this short message that changed the course of her life. And Mary believed that it was the right thing to do, believed that it was a necessary thing to do, believed in what Gabriel asked her to do. We know that Mary did not know that her cousin Elizabeth was carrying her own miracle because it was part of Gabriel's message to her. Her cousin Elizabeth carried John ahead of Jesus to prepare the way. John was 6 months ahead of Jesus. Mary even visits Elizabeth while they're both expecting their precious children. As a matter of fact, as the 41st verse of the first chapter of Luke tells us, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. So even the unborn John knew when Jesus was near. And as the 44th verse of the same chapter says, "For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." So if Mary had any concerns, this might have been another sign that she was doing the right thing. How wonderful! The joy that the unborn John felt, that we now feel each and every year as we get closer and closer to the celebration of the birth of Jesus. When my daughters were young, we would actually make a birthday cake to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It was always the shape of a star and said, "Happy birthday, baby Jesus." We did this for many, many years. It was a pretty special tradition. We even sang "Happy Birthday." So back to our theme for today, joy. As our dear Archbishop said earlier, joy is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the joy we find in Jesus Christ and think about our joy. And the candle that we light on this third Sunday of Advent, this Sunday of joy, every year we take this time to remember to feel that great joy, knowing what, well, actually who, only days from now. Can you feel that joy? And let the joy of Christ rule in your hearts, and to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
Let us pray. In our prayers this morning, we offer before God those in any need or distress. For those who are sick, especially those for whom prayers have been requested. For Nancy, Pat, David, Dee, Philip, Jean, and Hannah, and others known to us in the quiet of our hearts. For people across the world who are experiencing challenges. We pray for our own needs and concerns, knowing that God hears the prayers of our hearts and is already working out solutions for our highest and best. We pray for those who have died and for their loved ones grieving their loss. And for all who have requested our prayer, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom, from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the end of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arms and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David, scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut, you shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.